Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I know we haven't done these a lot lately because it's been NFL season, a lot to go over, but a little bit of a fantasy segment right here. Who would you root for if they weren't a direct threat to your favorite teams? Now, one of the reasons this came up is going back to our Jackson Dart conversation because he loves Star Wars. And so I started thinking about it as like, if they weren't a direct threat to one of my favorite teams, which athletes do you think that you guys would root for? Is there anybody who comes to mind? Because I came up with one in all four of the major sports.
Oh, really?
I can lead off if you like.
All four of them?
All four of them. And in fact, you face one of them this weekend. Oh. I think I would root for Jaden Daniels if he weren't a rival to my favorite NFL team. He feels like a fun person. He is definitely a fun player. He has been objectively outstanding so far. And it's always good to see that like kind of potential quarterback hierarchy thrown for a loop. And he has the potential to do it. So I think I would root for Jaden Daniels if he weren't a threat to one of my favorite teams or to my favorite football team.
This is my favorite answer from the 469, Jerry Jones.
What's your point?
I think his point or her point,
Jerry, is
that
a direct
you
threat.
Are a direct threat to our favorite team. Well, that is unfortunate, but I guess that does kind of make sense.
Okay. Connor McDavid.
Connor McDavid was my hockey
answer.
Okay,
I'm going to change mine then.
No, that Cade makes McCarr. Sense. Because there's something about Leon Draisaitl that just irritates me that I don't think I would root for him.
Because you hear his name too much.
Yeah.
You hear Connor McDavid's name all the time because he's Connor McDavid.
Yes.
You hear Draisaitl's name all the time because he did something to your team.
Yeah.
Not because he's just like that good.
And so like Connor McDavid is the best player in the NHL. And his response was, I want to stay with my team. So I'm going to take a pay cut, a huge pay cut. But also put the pressure on them to know if you can't get this together, I am going to leave. So I'm going to say that.
Yeah, no, I'll go with Cade McCarr because he's the Miro for Colorado. You know, he's the dude can fly. Like he's fun to watch.
Yeah.
And that's people get really upset when you're like, man, Tim Duncan this. They're like, whatever, Tim Duncan's the worst. Tim Duncan was great. And whenever you're watching, you get the chance to watch greatness. I think you should enjoy the greatness that it is because you're a sports fan.
Right.
I can also compartmentalize my team and be excited about that. Jackson Dart is probably going to become that for me because I'm taking a little bit of, I had all these predictions on him earlier.
Right.
And they're starting to kind of come to fruition. And so that's probably it. He's got an exciting throw. But he's in the future. He's probably gonna be not a single one of the Eagles players though. That's a fact.
I did not put any Eagles players on the list from the 972. McDavid, Chet, Yordan, and Scataboo.
Yordan is mine too.
Ooh.
Yordan Alvarez. Now, the thing is, he's just injured every day. But he is, if he was healthy all the time, he might be the most electric hitter in baseball. Like, I'm terrified of what he can do. So, yeah, Yordan Alvarez and his super skinny legs.
So, I don't know if you...
You ever seen his legs, Alec? You're laughing right now.
They are.
Yeah. They're skinny.
Alec, I want to know who yours would be, especially if you've got one for baseball. For baseball, I went with Cal Raleigh because his story is really cool, but also he is one of the people preventing my favorite team from winning the division. He is.
No, he's not.
They won the division.
The Rangers prevented themselves from winning that division this year. Be real. That was on them.
So... Does that mean I need to pick a Rangers player? Should I have said Adolis? Like, if we're going with that Jerry Jones logic. And so Cal Raleigh was somebody that I do think is a lot of fun. And at times I feel like I'm almost going to root for him. But then I remember he's in our division and he is a nemesis. I know he's not Astros nemesis, but still.
Yeah, I've tried to think of like people in division, but I kind of just hate all of them. So I'm just thinking about across the sport. For baseball, for me, it's Tarek Skubal. I could watch him pitch any day. Like, I'm probably going to catch myself after the postseason is over watching his season highlights a couple times just because he's that good.
Okay.
Like, I can watch him pitch any day of the week. If we want to think in division, another pitcher that I really like is George Kirby, even though he didn't do too great yesterday. I think he's phenomenal. He can throw any pitch in the book, really. I mean, I still go back to the 23 season, that last game that really took our morals down. Whenever he said, you know what, I've never thrown a knuckleball in my life. How about I try it in the last game of the season and get 14 million swings and misses off of it. He's really fun to watch too. And then a name that comes up in basketball for me, not in the conference, but Tyrese Haliburton. If I wasn't a diehard Mavs fan, I think Tyrese Haliburton would probably be, if I was like a player fan more than a team fan, I'd probably be a fan of the Pacers just because of Haliburton. Even though he's not going to play this year, which stinks, I think he's electric. I don't think he gets enough good conversation surrounding him. And I remember the Athletic put out their player poll this past season where players said he was the most overrated player.
Yeah,
because they think he's corny.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't think he's corny whatsoever. He does have some quirks to him, but I think he's one of the best players in basketball, and he's a great leader, too.
Yeah, and look, I believe already at this point in his career, he's made more game-tying and game-winning clutch shots than Kobe. So, like, just think about how mind-blowing that is.
He lives for the moment, and I love players like that. I really do.
Now, I think this is an interesting point from the 469. Alec, do you think it's possible that Corey didn't say any Eagles player?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Because they are his team, not a threat to his team.
Ah!
And so that's why he didn't want to say that.
Smarter than the average bear.
It's an interesting hypothesis.
No, that's not what happened.
That's what liars would say.
Victor Wembanyama, I think
I'm going to root for him anyway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Against the Mavs?
Yeah.
What the hell did you just say?
Root for a good game. Want both teams to
have
fun.
Stop it. Stop it.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I think the Mavericks are going to beat the Spurs. So, that, like, I just don't, I don't even think, when I think threat, right now I don't think the Spurs are there yet. Now,
do you think the Mavs are there?
I think the Mavs are going to be good, dude. I'm excited about the Mavs.
How good?
Year. Number one team.
Oh, man. I'll take that wager.
In defense.
Okay.
I have three in the NBA, though.
Okay.
One that I hate, and I don't know if I would actually root for him.
Okay.
But I respect the ability to draw fouls that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander draws.
Oh.
He irritates the crap out of me, dude. But his game, take the drawing fouls away, and the rest of his game, I think, is awesome.
How come Shai is supposedly a free throw merchant, but Giannis isn't?
You can stop that right now, okay? We're talking about Shai, not Giannis.
Okay.
All right?
Well, Giannis was in our YouTube chat earlier.
You serious?
He was.
It had the whole name, and then Alex said it put up the player profile picture from NBA.com, and then they put a comment, you guys want to trade Cooper Flagg for me? And so I just thought that was a good was a good bit.
Shai has this, like, he does. There's something about all the little things he does to draw a foul irritate me, but everything else about his game, I'm like, I'm really impressed by. But and then it's Jokic, obviously, because he's easy to root for. I think he's in the same place with Wemby for you, Kevin.
Okay.
Where you're just like, I would root. Yeah, I'll root for the guy.
Yeah.
But it's got to be, it's probably Anthony Edwards because, man, he still hasn't gotten to that point yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's that one that, like, I love the attitude. I love all these things that he does.
Now, I know a lot of people are saying Luka. And that makes sense to me. But
you're already rooting for Luka.
Yeah.
Don't deny it.
There's an NFL name that I've seen pop up numerous times on here. And I think you're free to cheer for this person.
Jalen Hurts?
No. But of course, that's what you'd say.
Man, what are you doing?
Bijan Robinson. Like, maybe you meet the Falcons in the playoffs, but I don't ever think of the Falcons as like a direct threat to the Cowboys.
So you're saying go ahead and root. That's how I feel about Wemby then. I don't think think he's a real threat.
But I can tell you, okay, that is an interesting hypothesis.
Yeah.
But I've seen so many big time Mavs Spurs games that I find it hard to inherently root for a Spurs player.
I get it.
Like, I haven't seen big time Cowboys Falcons games again and again, you know, where I'm like, oh man, you got to get past the Falcons if you're going to make the Super Bowl. Or obviously the Falcons could say the same thing about the last generation of the Cowboys. So I don't ever think of the Falcons as a rival where it's been programmed into me for like 25 years that you got to beat the Spurs. And I realize like that's not where they are right now. Sidney Crosby. I think Sidney Crosby fits into the Bijan category as well. It's like there haven't been like big time Stars Penguins showdowns. So I think it's okay to root for that person.
Man, this actually, I did not think of this person, but from the 817, I think they're dead on. Fred Warner. Fred Warner is the type of player that every single defensive coordinator would want as their middle linebacker.
Yeah.
He covers so much. The circle around him is gigantic. The radius that he can take up is huge. He flies to the ball. He hits hard. He's a leader. He's got all those qualities that you want. And he is a Niner, and that stinks. But if in the theory that you've put out here, he's the epitome. Now I'm changing mine from Jackson Dart to Fred Warner. That's the one. 817, you did it.
What about Aaron?
You win.
What about Aaron Judge? Is that the same kind of, like, I just can't find myself particularly rooting for a Yankees player? Although I guess we've seen the Yankees be a threat to the Rangers plenty of times. So maybe Aaron Judge is the definition of the answer to this question.
Aaron Judge is an interesting thing because I know you're heavily invested in his cards.
And he does not need off-season surgery. That's a good thing.
Look at how much he knows about this Yankees player.
Well, that just feels like a sports thing people would know.
His window is going to be smaller, correct?
Sure.
Because he's older, 34? You know.
34?
Yeah,
he's older than people think.
But how is his window 6 years, 7 years? Where are we at right now?
No.
And I'm not saying the future. How far back do we go where he start? Where you went? Oh, Aaron Judge.
Oh, I Honestly, I think it goes back to 8 years ago.
Okay.
He had a monster season, his first full season.
Do you think he's going to compile the stats that put him in the, like, could be the greatest of all time category?
No.
But he has seasons that you're like, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Look, three of his last four seasons, I think, are some of the most incredible offseason offensive seasons we've ever seen. Now, it's going to get a little tricky because if he doesn't win the MVP, then you're going to be like, all right, so you're telling me a non-MVP season is one of the greatest we've ever seen. So I get it. But like, so he didn't start really, really playing until he was 25, which that still sounds young. But a lot of these players like Soto, like Harper, they got 19. Started when they were 19. Yeah. But I still think at the pace he's at right now, Aaron Judge is still going to get 500 home runs. He's still going to have more than 1,000 RBIs. Right now, his all-time career OPS is above one.
Okay.
And those are banana stats. So he's a Hall of Famer if he stops playing right now. At least that's what I think. Maybe some people will disagree with me.
But you think you'd put him in the Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think you only get like 10 people.
I described it earlier. I'm in on the conversation. I described it to Alec as the super Hall of Fame, I think. I don't know because Aaron Judge is one of those people that I think the next 4 years will decide that, right? Because let's say he continues to play like this. What's he going to win? Two or three more MVPs? Mm-hmm. And so he could end up having five, which would be the second most of all time, depending on what Shohei continues to do. So maybe, or he could have like solid seasons that get him to 500 and the Yankees still don't win jackass. And you're like, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really not sure which way that's going to go.
I can't believe this person from the 903, Jake Eichel, Brock Purdy, Jack. Connor Hellebuck. Yeah,
man.
If
I would have
Kevin
known,
has to plan it.
Obviously, that this was going to come up, I would have music ready for you. But
you still like that song?
I do.
Gosh.
Because you've met me. Because it pisses people off, and so like I'm a fan of that. First time we've met, you know, when we were talking about people who have the inherent ability to push people's buttons, I think Bobby's one of those people, and I think I am too.
It's a fact.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here. Ooh, Matthew Tkachuk, that's a good one.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.